Blog Talk Radio.
Give him the praise for the mighty things he is doing.
We just thank God for just being able to just be a blessing and hear for what thus says the Lord. We thank God for you, my listening audience. And let me properly introduce myself. My name is Willie J. Van Jr. I thank the Lord for just having an opportunity to share on another night of Blog Talk Radio. So just wanted to say thank you, and wanted to say Happy New Year to all those who have not personally said Happy New Year to. We thank the Lord for the first Wednesday in 2019. We give God the honor and praise for what he is doing now. So we thank the Lord for you, and we give God the honor and praise just for the many things that how he has blessed us and what he has brought us through all of 2018, and here we are in 2019. Well, as always, we understand the power of prayer, and we're going to first start off tonight's show with prayer. We thank God. We thank you, Lord. We thank God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. With an open mind, with an open heart, we thank you. We thank you for another night of Blog Talk Radio. We thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins, our shortcomings, looking past those things that you have asked us to do and we did not do them. Lord God, we are so appreciative for who you are and what you mean to us. Even in this beginning year of 2019, we anticipate great things for us, and we thank God. We thank you, God, for allowing your Holy Spirit to work through us. We understand that we are nothing but a conduit for your love, for your grace, your mercy, for the joy and happiness, that we are not the source, but you are the source. Lord God, we ask that you will continue to lead and guide all of your children, that they will have a better understanding of who you are, what you mean, and what they mean to you, that they will find their purpose, that they will fulfill their purpose. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for not walking away from us when we walked away from you. We thank you for not giving up on us like some of us have given up on you. Lord God, we thank you again for all those who participate in Omega Ministry Group and all of those who are proclaimers of your word and Omega Ministry Blog Talk Radio. We thank you. Lord God, now allow your Holy Spirit to abide with us, that you will speak through me. Allow me only to say what you want me to say, and that you hold back my tongue. Let not my opinion come forth, but let your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding be proclaimed tonight. Lord God, we ask all of this in the name of your Son, who is our Savior, and his name is Jesus the Christ. We say amen, amen, and amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, we just thank the Lord for you to tell you that for those who are listening live in the broadcast, we ask that you, we would love for you to participate. If there's a question or a comment that you have, you can always press 1 on your phone, and then I will be able to see that you would like to make a comment. All phones are muted right now, but I'm able to unmute your mic. And then we say to you, for those who are listening to the rebroadcast, you can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com, and we will definitely respond to your emails. So again, you can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. That's J-A-Y, V as in victory, A-N-N, 91@yahoo.com. Well, my brothers and sisters, let's go into tonight's word. This is part 2 of going back to basics. We understand that there are times in our lives that we need to go back and realign ourselves to God. There are times in our lives where we have all is going well and we get lazy sometimes. But because you offer us love and acceptance and forgiveness, we're able to come back and ask you to restore us. And sometimes it's not so much that you've gone off and done something bad, but just sometimes towards the beginning of the year, some people make resolutions. I would rather just go back and sometimes go back to doing things that I used to do that I no longer do. I will tell you that I used to have a devotional book that I don't read as much as I should. But this beginning of this new year has pushed me to go and reevaluate and go back and start reading this devotion in the morning. So our scripture reference tonight is Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. I know many of you all have heard this before. Probably can quote it backwards and forward. Very familiar. If you spent any time in church, then you have probably heard this or read it. But let me read it unto your hearing. It says, again, Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. It says, "If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land." God is calling us to be humble. He wants us to pray and seek his face. And we understand that seeking the face of God is a great beginning point to a spiritual renewness and an awakening. This is a great place for us to be able to be in, to get to a place that we will fulfill what Scripture has said, and that is to seek the face of God. seeking God's face is seeking his presence. We have a couple of points that we want to raise up. And our first point is seeking his face is seeking his presence. When we seek God's face, we are seeking his presence and blessing. Spiritual awakening comes as Christians begin walking in the presence of God moment by moment. I don't know if you ever found yourself where you really didn't know what to do, and you were talking to someone, and you could see that they are not really paying attention to what you're saying. And so, or they might be looking off, and you have to wave in front of their face, or you have to move your face into their eyesight. Because you're trying to get the attention of the individual you're sharing with. Well, the great thing is that when we seek God's face, we're not just seeking his face just to see him, but we're seeking his presence. And we understand that miracles happen in his presence. We understand that there is nothing that won't be for our benefit if we are in his presence. We understand that there is no better place than to be present. And even the word says to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Well, here the author is not saying that we ought to die, but what he is saying is that when we seek the presence of God, when we seek God's face, we are seeking and searching after his presence. And knowing that we are in his presence, that's where we can get our renewedness. That's where we can find ourselves being restored in the presence of God. We also understand that seeking his face reveals my need. The more we experience God's face, his presence, the more we realize our need. When the prophet Elijah saw into the throne room of God, he saw the King of Glory high and lifted up. His first response was that he was a man of unclean lips. This can be found in the 6th chapter of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 5. Elijah goes into and goes to ask God, and he wants to have a conversation. So he goes and he understands when he see, or not just see, but when he comes into the presence of God, he realized that he is dirty. Now, again, if you spend any time in church, you'll realize that that's very familiar to what happened to Adam and Eve in the garden. That when they realized, or when they had committed sin, that's when they realized they was naked. That's when they realized that they needed to be covered up. And so I'm asking you tonight, what is it that you're asking God to cover up for you? You are in his presence. So what is it that needs to that you need to give to him? Again, seeking his face reveals that, excuse me, reveals that I have needs. The more we see God for who he is, the more we see ourselves for who we are. Let me say that again. The more we see God for who he is, the more we see ourselves for who we are. There's no way that we can be in the presence of God and have an attitude that we are far much better than him or far much better than any of his creations. But when you get in the presence of God, there is a sense of humbleness and a sense of dirtiness, because you know, and I know, that we have committed sin. And sin is what separates us from God, or tries to separate us from God. Because the Word of God says there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. But see, sin will make you feel guilty. It will cause you to realize that you need God. And the more you're in his presence, the more you realize how much you need him. The more you're in his presence, the more you realize how much you need him. I know you think you got it going on and you got two or three different degrees, but what you've learned is nothing compared to the wisdom that God has in his presence. So I say to you, continue to seek God's face. Continue to see what he wants out of your life. Realize that the more you get into the presence, or the longer you stay in the presence of God, the more you will realize how much or how less you are of a person, and that you need him more and more. What we're going to do, we're going to take a pause here. We're going to ask you to go get some water. Definitely go get something to drink, and we'll be right back.
So long I was silent, for so long I did not have a song to praise. Pressing filled my days and clouds blocked my way, but there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Lay here and give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice? calling me into that secret place with thee. My heart is longing for this moment with thee. Anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Oh, yes, I do.
I choose to worship.
I've already made up my mind. I can't give up. Come on, put those hands in the air and just say it with me. Come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go. Don't know, have nobody to talk to. But I've made up my mind. I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now. I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing
me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he is.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
I'm going to worship you.
I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to worship.
I'm going to worship.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship.
Ooh, yeah. My heart is long for this moment with thee. I choose to worship.
Amen. Do you choose to worship this evening? Do you choose to seek his face? Seek the face of God? Do you choose to turn away from your wicked ways, that you would pray and seek God's face and know that once we do that, we can realign and reconnect, and we will refocus our attention to what he will have for us and not we ourselves. I thank the Lord for that song. I choose to worship by Brother Wes Morgan. And let me just say that I don't have the rights to this song. Again, we're looking at 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will give their sins and heal their land. Now, we first talked about seeking his presence, seeking his face, or seeking his face is seeking his presence. And then we dealt with seeking his face reveals my need for him, being in his presence. But we want to continue on. Seeking his face reveals who I am in him. In that same scene from Isaiah 6, an angel comes and touches the prophet's lips and proclaims his sin has been forgiven. As he walk in the presence of God, we see who we are in Christ, children of the Most High. Our sins have been removed, and we can come boldly into his presence. Again, when we are seeking his face, seeking the face of God, we realize who we are in him. We realize that though we feel we are unclean, though we feel like we can't be used, those are some of the main things or main people that God has used to bless this world. I know you might be in your small city or something. You're saying to yourself, well, you know, who am I? What you can yell out to the tops of your lungs, that's if you have humbled yourself and accepted him as Lord and Savior. You can cry out that I'm nothing without him, but with him, I'm everything. I'm nothing without him, but with him, I am everything. We need to realize that because of what Christ has done, and even though Christ has not been revealed, or he was not born during this period, we understand that there is a Christ-like element in this text. It says that then I will hear the B clause. I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Now, I don't know if you ever read, but Jesus, after he died on the cross and was reborn, how God showed up time after time. And then we would stand not on our own principles or not in our own authority, but the authority that God had given us. You know, we sometimes we get into trouble because we're working outside of the anointing, outside the authority that we possess. And that's when we end up getting hurt. We end up being, that's how we just end up not doing what God would want us to do. But we got to realize that just as the prodigal son did, we got to come back. We got to turn back to God. Also, God hides his face from the unrighteous. God only reveals himself to those who seek after him. God hides his presence to those who are opposed to him. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8 says, But I will surely hide my face in that day because of all of the evil which they will do, for they will turn to other gods. Let me read that again. But I will surely hide my face in that day because of all the evil which they will do, for they will turn to other gods. When you are seeking God's presence and seeking God's face, then you realize God doesn't have to bless us, but that he does bless us. All because of one act. Only because of one crucifixion. He didn't have to, but he did it. I'm so thankful that he did. God hides his face from the unrighteous. Now the question is, are you righteous or unrighteous? And so my last point is, seeking his face must be our priority. God makes a promise to us. When we seek after his face, we have the promise that we will find him. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. You will seek me and find me. And when you search for me with all your heart, amen. So, Jeremiah is saying, we have to seek God every day. And not just once in the morning or once at noon or once at dinner. We need to be constantly in a state of prayer. Now, that doesn't mean that you ride around and blindfold or got your eyes closed while you're trying to drive or trying to do your work. But what it means is that even while you're doing all of those other activities, we have to constantly be praying and asking God, okay, God, where do you want us to go? What is it that you want us to do? Should I go left or should I go right? Should I cut this person off? Should I give them grace and mercy? What should I do? And the priority is that we must seek his presence. If we are to experience the presence of God in our lives, we must seek his face with all we have. All that we have, above all else, we must make walking in his presence the priority in our lives. God never hides his face from those who seek after him. The psalmist made seeking the face of God his priority. He heard God's cry to seek after him, and his immediate response was to seek him. In Psalm, the New American Standard Translation, in Psalm 27, verse 8, it reads, when you say, seek my face, my heart turns to you. O face, O Lord, I shall seek. Again, when you say, seek my face, my heart says to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek. So the songwriter is saying to, making this declaration to God, that you said in your word that we should seek your face. And this prophet says that I'm going to be obedient and I'm going to strive to be in your presence, in the presence of God. And that's how we ought to live our lives, brothers and sisters. We ought to live a life that is seeking God. And not just seeking God for materialistic stuff, but seeking God for more wisdom and knowledge and understanding. That's why we should be seeking God. Let us pray. Father, today, we commit ourselves to seeking your face with everything we are. I want to walk in your presence every moment of my life. My desire is to make seeking your face the most important thing in my life. Father, I pray for the leaders of my church. I pray that their priorities will be to seek your face. I pray that in everything they do today and forevermore will be out of an overflowing desire to walk in your presence. Our country is in desperate need of your presence and blessings. I know that because of our country's sin, you are hiding your face from us. Bring about repentance and awakening in our country. Turn us back to you. Thank you for the promise that when we seek you, we will find you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord for you. Again, we are so appreciative for you coming to join us. Before we close out, is there one that would like to make a comment? Amen. So we thank the Lord for those. And again, if you are listening to the rebroadcast, you can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. JAYV as in victory, at 91@yahoo.com. So, my brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord for you. We ask that you please tune in on every Monday night from. We need to just see God's face. Let me just put that. Again, we thank God for his word, and we thank him for what he is telling us. And he's requiring us to seek his presence. We pray that something tonight that was said will cause you to think more and be better. I pray blessings upon you. If you be so kind, if you can tune in every Monday night from 7:30 until 9:00, every Monday night, we have the stories from Jesse Store and Sister Tammy Store. And then that's again from 7:30 to 9:00. And then at 9:30, Minister Leah Killings. Then it's yours truly on Wednesday night. And then on Thursday nights, at 8 o'clock, we have Bishop George Flint. And we're trying to get some brothers to come together and, come and be a part of what's being shared. Oh, Thursday night, Bishop Flint. And then I apologize, I forgot one more on Saturday at noon. We have Brother Joseph Amos Collins. No, at 1 o'clock. That's right, 1 o'clock here. So again, on Monday nights from 7:30 to 9, the Store family talking about marriage and relationship. On Wednesday nights is Yours Truly. Then on Thursday nights we have Bishop George Flint. And then on Saturday, besides Saturday, that's it. We ask that you please tune in and pray that something that will be said by my brothers and sisters will prick your heart to do better and to be better, and know that there are people that's waiting to support you. So again, we ask that you continue to be a blessing, continue to bless others, continue to do what God has called you to do. What we're going to do is there we go. Trying to make sure that we are ready. Again, we thank the Lord for you and pray that God will continue to bless you. We're going to play actually one of my favorite songs. It's a blessing. So listen to the song, and we will talk to you next Wednesday. As always, peace and love. Reverend Willie J. Vance, Jr. Hallelujah.